Dictation for Peter Sabo, S-A-B-O, January 25, 36, address is a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-8304. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mr. Sabo, who has advanced renal failure. We did a teleconference. Wife Diana, D-I-A-N-A, participated at this encounter. Way down from 161 to 157, no hospital admission. He's able to eat without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies bleeding, does have constipation. No changes in urine output, has some degree of frequency during daytime, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has underlying COPD, a stable dyspnea, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no oxygen. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. Oxygenation at home, a room air is 89 to 91%. No, there is 3+ edema up to the knee, but no ulcer cellulitis. He's hard of hearing. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the hydralazine Lasix, which he does 4 in the morning, 20 at night. Coric amlodipine for blood pressure control. On cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, he looks chronically ill. Hard of hearing but normal speech, chronic tachypnea. Blood pressure runs high, 156.92, 160.95. No facial asymmetry. Moving upper extremity symmetrically. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline for a GFR of 36, stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate, likely a combination of diuretics and CO2 respiratory failure, high PCO2, a low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, a stage 3B, a stable over time. No symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Next number, COPD, prior smoker. Next number, throat cancer, post-radiation, chronic hoarseness, left-sided vocal cord paralysis. Next number, respiratory failure, presently not on oxygen. Next number, hypertension. We could increase the coric. Amlodipine, hydralazine, I will probably not change Lasix. Wife is going to keep me posted. Next number, lower extremity edema, multifactorial, including medication or VAS, renal failure. We discussed the salt fluid restriction. Given his severe COPD, I will not rule out a component of right-sided heart failure. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis. And prior abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. Next number, right-sided carotid artery stenting. Next number, coronary artery disease stable. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia. Last number is normal. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient and wife. We will follow over time.